This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back to the top of the hour, Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the Beacon Building. We're at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And let's get right into it, because she is ready, as she always is, our weekly segment. We missed her last week. She was on jury duty. Can't wait to hear about that. And welcome, Donna.
Oh, you definitely gonna hear, because you know I got a story to tell. How y'all doing today?
Here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Did you miss me?
We did.
And I was saying that...
Is it raining up there?
No.
It's not.
Not currently.
It's raining cats and dogs here. I wish it was raining 10 to 20s, but, you know, that's just life. You know, that's just the way it rolls. That's the roll of the dice.
I know. Well, I was telling Carol that I was going to put money on the fact that you did not get a case to hear that you were dismissed.
You were right. You hear me with these crazy people. I got a story, though. Hear me? I got a story. You ready for it?
We're
ready.
Yes.
Y'all can't wait, can y'all? I'm dying to tell y'all. Here we go, okay? Here it goes. Well, being exposed to all walks of Delawareans last week brought me to a whole new level of gratitude for life and food. I went fishing with the pigs, a.k.a. jury duty. I was subject to stop, drop, and roll while sitting in a room of fidgety people dying to be put out of their misery with one drag on a cancer stick, a.k.a. a Newport. I was stuck like Chuck without a buck. No way out. But my only ray of sunshine was a three-year-old Women's Day magazine. It had all kinds of wonderful tidbits of information, like watermelon can help one's libido so you did not have to find your thrill with a little blue pill. Just fill your belly with some melon, which came in handy because my brother-in-law gave me this big watermelon, and I had no clue on what I was going to do with it. So what I did was I recreated that watermelon salad I had 4th of July weekend in New Hampshire. Thank you, Carol, for schooling me on that. Just say that there was fireworks all up in my house. Ken. Okay. That magazine was my lifeline as I went fishing with the pigs. I met some interesting people, like Chained to the Ankle Amy, who had a three-year-old son who was waiting by the bathroom door because he thought that she was still in the bathroom and not on jury duty because she slipped out the house by the other door. Now, I cannot forget about OCD Doreen, who stated that she didn't like to be touched by people and didn't like to be around people because of germs. But she was sitting there with 200-plus people, very comfortably, I mind you, that she was very comfortable in the chair that had God knows how many people, how many underwearless people sat in that chair before her. Before she ever parked her butt up in it. And that didn't even top it off. She stated that she was reading a book that she purchased from a secondhand store. Ain't that a kick in the can, y'all? Thank God for that little raggedy Women's Day magazine, because I thought I was in the Twilight Zone. It had a recipe that summed up my whole day, a BLT sandwich with salmon. I was tempted to rip it right out the magazine, but I did not want to do 5 to 10 for destroying government property. So I just jotted it down, the recipe, on the back of this handy-dandy hand booklet they gave to us. And after they released me from fishing with the pigs, I went straight to the ShopRite. And wouldn't you know, they had sardines for 88 cents a can. I was like, yes, I can work with this. Get out of my way. Even though I haven't eaten sardines only once in my life, I haven't touched them since. I was 9 years old, and I stayed over at one of my distant cousin's house, and her mom was nuttier than a fruit cake. This lady served me scrambled eggs with sardines, and I was traumatized ever since. I was just brought my mind back, and I was like, oh, no. But that 88 cents, real $5 good deal. And since I had missed three Tag Wednesday at the Salvation Army, you know I was all messed up. So I grabbed those. I grabbed four cans of that 88 cents sardines, and I went home and did my homework. And I found out that sardines are a really good source of omega-3s, and it's low in mercury, and it has a great source of vitamin B, D, and E, helping your skin, your bones, and everything. So I have been missing out on good nutrition because of one bad experience. I had to open up my mind and my taste buds, and I went fishing with the pigs with a BLT BLT sandwich, and that's the recipe of the week. Here's what you'll need to make that sardine BLT club sandwich. You'll need four cans of sardines and water. You're going to drain that water off, and each can makes four sandwiches. So if you only want one sandwich, just use one can. You'll need a quarter cup of Greek yogurt, a quarter cup of Miracle Whip. You'll need a quarter teaspoon of dill, a quarter teaspoon of rosemary, a quarter teaspoon of smoked paprika, one tablespoon of lemon juice, salt and pepper to taste, eight pieces of bacon. You'll need a tomato, and you're going to use two spices per sandwich. Lettuce, I use romaine, and you'll need three pieces of toast per sandwich. If you're going to make four, that means you'll need 12. I did go to school, and I do a little know a little. Anyway, after that, I use ciabatta bread. I didn't use regular toast. In a small bowl, you're going to mix your Miracle Whip, your yogurt, your rosemary, your dill, your salt, and just a little bit of that smoked paprika. Now, you're going to whip that together because that's what you're going to make your dressing with. You can put it in the fridge, or you can make it ahead. Fry up that bacon. I used a thick cut of bacon, and you're going to fry it until crisp. You're going to drain it on a paper towel. Now, let's get to fishing. Go ahead and pop open those sardines. Drain off the water. Sprinkle a little bit of that smoked paprika and some of that lemon juice on it. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to toast your bread, and after you toast your bread, you're going to place that nice dill yogurt dressing on one piece of bread. Put your lettuce and a little bit of salt and pepper. Lay those sardines on that lettuce. Then you're going to put another piece of bread. Then you're going to put your bacon and your tomato. And then on your third piece, what you're going to do is smear a little more of that yogurt dressing on top, and you're going to top off your club sandwich. And that's how you go fishing with the pigs. Ching!
And this is from Women's Day Magazine, huh?
Sandwich in there, but my mind was all messed up. But when I went to shop right after they released me, I was like, oh, thank you, God. I said, oh, sardines, 88 cents a can. And you know, I'm afraid of sardines, y'all. I've been afraid of sardines since I told you, the traumatic experience. So I was like, I don't know about this. So I had to eat sardines 2 days in a row.
Oh,
ain't
that crazy? So you liked them.
But you know what? I didn't think I was going to like them, but I got sardines for Teddy because he said he likes sardines. So I always had sardines in here. So I was like, I got to get over my fear. So I opened up the can, and I was looking at it, and it didn't look bad because they didn't have no eyes and tails. It was just little fish. So I was like, oh, okay. So it didn't taste like tuna fish. So I was okay. I realized that how good it was for me. I was like, I can work with this.
And you eat them whole, right? You don't put them in a processor or anything like that.
No,
and make them
I
mush.
Ate them. I laid them right on the sandwich whole, and it tastes. It was a BLT. It was banging.
Banging.
I went swimming with the fish. With the pig.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if you could use anchovies in place of sardines.
Try it.
Yeah, I mean, try it, Mike. Do you like anchovies?
Not especially.
I don't like anchovies either.
I don't dislike them. They're just too salty.
Yeah, exactly.
But this didn't have any salt because I used the ones in water.
Okay.
They were sardines that was packed in water. So it wasn't. It tastes like tuna fish. I was pleasantly surprised. I was a little nervous because after that traumatic experience, I was like, I ain't eating sardines. I hadn't eaten sardines. I was scared, and I ain't never go over there no more because her mom was nuttier than a fruitcake. Who serves 8-year-old sardines for breakfast?
Well, I'm surprised that you actually put aside your disgust for sardines just because it was 88 cents. I know you like a deal, but I mean, why would you throw away
everything? I was trying to get out my I was trying to get my creative juices flowing, and I was like, you know what? I need some type of experience. And you know me, I like a good experience. So you know what? I said, I'm going to go ahead and put my fear aside, and I went swimming with the pigs. If so I can sit in that room with them crazy people, I can eat a can of sardines.
So Teddy was digging the sandwiches?
Oh, yeah, he going, because he likes sardines. Teddy's staple of eating before we met was peanut butter, eggs, sardines, and hot sausage and oatmeal.
Wow. Man, I would not walk behind that man in a parade, I'll tell you that.
You ain't right. But that was his diet.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you straightened him out, and he is now learning the finer points of a Southern-infused cuisine, and I applaud you for that.
Thank you so much. Did y'all miss me? Because I missed y'all.
Oh.
We did. You know, last Wednesday just was not the same with you not calling in.
It definitely was not.
When I came into the studio.
Y'all going to make, well, y'all have to blame it on the judicial system. Do you know that judge came in and he said, you got two things you got to do. You got to pay taxes and you got to serve jury duty. And I looked at him like he was crazy. But I was sitting there, you hear me? And while I was sitting next to OCD Doreen, she was just looking. I didn't give her a high five or a hug or anything after we left, after she told me, because she didn't want people touching her. But she went to the public bathroom, and I was like, well, you're a little strange, you hear me? You meet all kinds of walks of people up in there.
Well, did you make any friends? Did you get talking with anybody? Because you're a very social person.
That's why I talked to everybody around me, everybody that was around me. It was one lady, she had grown kids, and she was dying for a Newport. She was like, I got to get out of here. I was like, oh, what's wrong with you, you know? She's like, I need a smoke. I was like, oh, you really addicted, you know? Something got you that addicted. And remember, you can't take no Blackberries. You can't take no cell phones in the courthouse. So you have to talk to people.
So what, did you have to leave it in your car?
Yeah, you have to either leave it in your car or at home, but you're not allowed to take it in the courthouse.
All right, I get that. Did you have, you had to go through a metal detector, I'm sure.
You had to go through a metal detector, and you had to be in there. So you know there's all kinds of people up in there because people going to court. I was like, oh, I've got to get up out of here.
Oh, my.
Well, you should be good probably for a couple of years, although I guess they – how long till they can put your name back in the pool?
2 years.
2 years? All right.
Yeah.
Do you know I've never been called?
Have y'all ever did jury duty?
I never have. Never in my whole entire life.
I've
never been asked.
I've done it. Three times.
Wow.
And they turned you loose every time, huh?
No, the first time I got picked. And I was like, oh, please don't let me get picked again. And we ain't going to talk about that case.
Ooh. No, that's a whole nother show. You can work that into some other recipe from women's
day. No, I ain't going to work that into other recipe. Y'all going to try. You going to go get yourself a can of sardines?
No.
I don't think so.
No, probably not.
You know what's funny? About sardines, because I don't know why, but when I was a kid, I did used to eat them, and I'm not sure why. And I remember, like, you know, the little key on the side, and you crank it, and it opens up the top. And I remember eating them.
If you eat tuna fish, you can eat sardines. And if you look up how nutritional sardines help your skin, like,
it's
supposed to help your collagen in your skin and everything. Hmm. I was like, give me Charlie in the can, because I want to keep looking young.
Charlie in the can.
Yeah. If it helped me looking young and help my bones, because I had to put some Bengay on my ankle today.
Why?
So if it helps with my joints and my bones, me and Chicken in the Sea and Charlie in the Can will be getting them sardines in. Get your sardines in, y'all. They help you.
Well.
Pack the protein.
Okay, I think it's time for you to go shopping.
It's time for me to put my leg up because my leg hurts. And I don't know if I'm going to get out in the rain today unless I put on my rain boots. But remember, life is for living and food is for giving. And go fishing with the pigs. I'll talk to y'all later.
Bye, Donna.
Excellent episode today.
Oh,
excellent.
My. She is just something else.
Jury duty. Who knew?
All I can say.
OCD Doreen.
Unbelievable. That poor lady.
I know. If only she knew.
Oh, man. Yeah. If only she knew she was debuting on a radio show in New Hampshire.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. You're listening to Food for Thought. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street. And we're going to go on a short break. When we come back, Dad is in the house. And I see he has his tablet open. And he has his Cook's Illustrated with him. And
love that magazine.
I bet we're going to have a nice recipe in store or some tips. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 1077 The Pulse.
Hello. Hello, everybody. It is 127 on Food for Thought. It's Carol and Mike, and we're brought to you by Healthy Solutions Spice Blends, spiceblends.com. Also, check out Red Arrow Diners in Manchester, Milford, and, of course, Londonderry, the newest one, right off exit 5 of 93. And Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought, and Kale and Company on 107.7 WTPL, The Pulse.
Very good. It is Wednesday today, as they call it, Hump Day. I don't like that name.
No.
I don't know why people do that, too. I don't even know why I just said it.
Because it's a crutch. And I love the commercial that Geico did where they had all these camels.
Oh, the camels.
It's Hump Day. Hump Day. Yeah, it's Hump Day.
And you know, idiot people. I saw that commercial. I caught myself the other day at, was Friday, at Midtown, at Butter Cash. And I always have this bad habit. In construction, you say, Friday's for the men. I always said that. Friday's for the men. We go home early. We take, you know, Friday's for the men. I caught myself almost saying that in the middle of 5-6 women. I didn't put outside. No, yeah, you talk to construction workers. Friday's for the men. You get in the morning. Don't forget, guys, Friday's for the men. You know, it's an easier day. It's Friday. We go home a little earlier at night.
Will you stop for a beer on the way home?
Yeah, that too. It's Friday's for the men. Right. And I just felt, you know, you got to be so careful what you say in front of people. I said, no, I better not say this.
I bet you that's not used all that much now. I mean, it's been a while since you've been in the trades.
Well, no kidding. Since the trades is 35 years.
Right. So, because how many of these, you know, groups have women now is also part of the crew.
True.
So,
yeah, I was talking yesterday at, what was yesterday? I was at Londonderry. There was a person next to me, which was a truck driver. You know, there's a lot of truck drivers here.
Well, that's a truck.
No, but I didn't think we were getting a lot. We're getting a lot.
Yeah.
Well, that's
depends
good.
What time of day you get there.
That's what you want.
Because I spotted four. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Right next to me, he goes, you got something to do with this place, right? I says, yeah, I do. Why? What's
sometimes
the problem?
I'm afraid to answer
me
that.
Me too. I was. Well, he says, look at this. I says, the bacon was going, you know.
Oh.
I deliberately asked for crispy bacon.
Ooh.
And two of them
See?
Were perfect, and one wasn't. I said, I'm so sorry. I says, and, you know.
Let me fix that.
Let me fix that right now. And the girl came right over. They were very good. The service was right there. He did ask for crispy bacon. I didn't want to get into it. Should have noticed it when you took it up.
She should have,
picked
yes.
it back. But right away, I knew he was getting antsy. He's from the South. He was saying from Georgia. He used to work in a restaurant. I said,
oh.
I got to get that. I go right up, went to the grill. Sorry, move over. And I took it, put it on. Anyway, that came back. What I'm trying to get to, he was so happy. Just that little thing. That is bacon.
And he'll come back.
Yeah. I'm talking to this guy, and I really noticed after he's leaving, there was a woman.
What?
And she's
what?
About 75 years old.
So
Stop
you
it.
Thought it was a man and it was a woman?
You didn't say, sir, I hope.
I don't know, but I tell you, this is a woman. I asked the girl, I says, that was a woman. I know it, she says. And she comes in quite often. She's driving that biggest rig out there, the red one. I says, no kidding, you would never think that. But she looked like a toughie. Looked like a tough guy, you know. He had a ponytail in the back.
She
did. Yeah, she. I thought it was a guy. I still can't get over it.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
It's surprising how you, wow.
If you ever saw the movie Pee-wee's Big Adventure, there's a character in the movie that sounds just like her called Large Marge, who drives a big 18-wheeler.
This was like her. Maybe it was Large Marge. I'm going to tell you that. this girl was big. I want to tangle with her.
And how old do you think she was?
Oh, she was all 70, 75 years
old. Wow.
Driving a big rig like
that?
Yeah.
She needs to write a book. I bet she's got stories.
She wouldn't stop. She was talking my ear off.
Yeah.
You know, about this and that, where she goes. The hash browns were... So I like them crispy all the way through. I don't want to get into it because you get hash browns all the way through.
Well, yeah.
They're crunchy.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
yeah,
I like,
and then they're burnt.
I like the crunch on it. Yeah. How can you get through?
Okay.
And make it right. Anyway, I didn't want to get into that. I said, what are we doing now? We're selling off a lot. Well, I'm positive you do. I'm just telling you, I like them cooked all the way through. He said, I know I'm not going to get it. You know, it was very nice to talk to her.
And think of all the places that she's eaten. So she's really become a diner snob almost.
She said
right?
it. She exactly what she said. She was all kinds of things she's saying. I'm a diner snob. So I go in these places and I just say it the way it is.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to meet you. I'm so glad you took care of the problem. And I definitely will be back. This is one of my favorite stops. So cool. That was nice.
Good to hear.
But, you know, you nip it in the bud.
Yeah. Turn it around.
And I, when I talked to the girl, it was Jackie. She said, I noticed she needs so much attention. It's true. People like
so
that.
So Jackie was probably happy you were there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she was all smiles. Oh, good. Get her, please. Get her off my back.
Yeah. But you can get along with anybody, George, right?
No, it's kind of fun. But I'm like Carol. When you talk like that, yeah. I say, how am I going to handle this one? You know, it's whatever you're saying
common
at that
sense.
Point.
Common sense.
It is. It is common sense.
Most of the time, you know, I would think. You get an unreasonable customer, then you got to bite your tongue a little bit,
the thing
right?
He was worried me about a little bit. He says, at home, he says, she says, I cook the thick
He says, she says.
Slab.
Are you still sure that it was a woman?
Oh, it was a woman.
Really?
I'll tell you, if it was a woman, yeah.
Well, which restroom did she go into?
Yeah, what you call augmentation. it was a woman. And she told me, she says, yeah, it took me a while to realize it was a woman.
Jackie.
Yeah, Jackie, yeah.
What was the woman's name? Do you remember?
No, she introduced herself to her. I don't.
Large Marge, nice to meet you, partner.
I try not to. Not that I want to be unfriendly, but I don't, you know.
Didn't get her email or anything like that.
Nope, nothing. Well, she's coming back.
Yeah.
I got a friend now.
Attaboy.
Well, let's get an update on that when she comes back.
Yeah,
I want to know her name.
Yeah, I'd like to know her name.
Let's have her on the show. No, just kidding.
She's not listening.
She'd be very interesting.
Well, she probably would be. Yeah, she could tell diner stories.
I told you that. I mean, I was thinking
trucker?
That.
Oh, my goodness. Imagine the food stories they have.
Yes.
They have. Yeah, she was telling me some stuff, and I was paying more attention to the bacon that wasn't coming.
People like that have a book in them. They don't know that. Most people actually do, but they have no idea how to put it down on paper.
They have a story.
Everybody has a story.
Everybody.
They do.
Well, you know, Dad, this is kind of funny. I forgot who was here. It might have been Tom the other day. Tom Puskarich, the ex-owner of the past Z Food and Drink. And we were talking. I think it was him. When we talked about we should write a book, it would be we'd make more money or something like that. Or I said it to you, and then Mike says, you wouldn't have enough material for a book. I'm like, want to make
a bet? I did say that. And then you started reeling them off.
Yeah. I spieled a few things off, and Mike went, whoa.
Yeah, well, let me take some notes here. I'll help you write it.
Go ahead. I tell you why I think that, because I watch these car shows at night a lot. You know, the Phantom, the Gill, all these guys, Carini. And they, like Raymond. Raymond went to Las Vegas, and he stopped in at the pawn shop.
Oh, right? Did he?
Yeah,
he stopped at the
pawn shop.
Pawn Stars.
Pawn Stars, So he went in and, can I help you? Right there for service. He says, it was smaller than I thought. He said, it wasn't big at all. And there's a little wing on one side. But anyways, he says, I know. He says, you're a tourist. He says, you must have come in on your bike because about 4,000 bikes came through here last week. And he says, no. He says, they're not here. Right, well, what do you mean they're not here? No, they only come in when they shoot.
Yeah, exactly.
And that material is accumulated to play through in the year.
Yeah.
So I'm going to myself, we do have a reality show. All we need is a good producer. Or not the producer. There must be another name for that to condense it.
I think producer.
You know? And then what do you do? He goes over to, I watched a count. Unbelievable. They were on last night. That's an auto show. I mean, it's a shop that fixes cars and all that. They're great. He's unbelievable.
Love is that shop.
I would just do anything to meet the count. Anyways, he goes over, closed, reopening on. See what I'm saying? It's a show.
Yeah, right.
That's what they are. And when you look at them, it's so surreal, but they aren't. They are in a way.
Yeah, and you see your point about, we have enough for a reality show. The question is, how much dirty laundry do you want to air, and how much of a detriment would it be to business?
You know what,
because they'd get it out of you.
It's not our dirty laundry. Well,
no, it's your company, though. It's Red Air.
Some is really dirty. You can't air it.
Well, yeah, but they're gonna get that out of you. You know, and you basically have to sign on for, whatever you get out of us, you can use.
Well, I was going to tell you, it'd be fine.
Well, you know who I wanted to do one is Kevin at Liquid Planet Water Park. Do you know him? It's in Auburn. It's one of these big water parks, and it's a family-run business, and they actually had somebody come out and tape for a couple of days to see if there was anything there because there's always fighting going on. I'm not suggesting that's the case here,
but in
this particular case, when it's family members, you know, it can sometimes get a little bit rough.
Mike, I was asked to be on Wife Swap as a diner owner.
No way!
I'm serious. I was like, no, thank you. And they,
You married? You were married at the time, right?
Yeah.
And how did they find you?
Diner owner.
Oh, but who submitted
they were
you?
Doing an episode on diner owners and yeah but I looked over everything, you know, talked to them a few, you know, a little bit at first, and
right.
then I was like, no way. And you know who ended up doing
it? You don't
it?
Have to have sex or anything.
I know, but no. That's
not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who ended up doing it was when the inn at Alcorn
yes.
Bistro.
Yes, I know who you mean. The Bavarian place.
Yeah, she did
oh,
it.
Oh, I remember that episode, mm-hmm. and I know who you're
well,
talking
it
about.
Would have been me.
Would have been you.
Oh, you'd
would
have come home in 3 days.
They got like $22,000 for it, as I recall.
Yeah, it was like 18, 20, you know, mm-hmm. something like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. but no. We have Joe from Concord that like to chat with us. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Hey guys, how are you?
Good. Do you have an update on what's happening in Concord?
No, not really. Just business as usual. I haven't seen any political candidates or pundits chasing them close behind or anything like that. But,
okay, so you didn't hear about the sinkhole then?
Another one?
There's a
another one.
Well, there was one. Well, we got told of one right at the opening of the show around noontime.
Oh. Another sinkhole.
Yeah, between
is that one that. Big enough for Hillary Clinton to fall in, because that would, well, God.
See, here we go.
Oh, God.
So what's up, Joe?
Yeah, and you mentioned Dirty Laundry, too. That kind of is what got it all started. But I apologize. I digress.
That's okay.
You guys remember the old Vercelli's on Depot Street?
No.
The restaurant that was Vercelli's on Depot. It was down right in the corner where Angelina's is now.
No.
Nobody here knows it.
No.
Really? You don't remember Vercelli's on Depot in Concord? It was an Italian restaurant, a very fine establishment.
You know, I'm not from Concord.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
from Manchester. So
what's the deal? Do you got some dirt on that? Or
Dirty Laundry?
No, it was just one of the best Italian restaurants I've ever eaten.
My
and
gosh,
I'm not worldly by any means. I have
but
traveled
it's
to Europe.
No more? It's no more? It's not there?
Well, there was an unfortunate... I don't know. There's just some unfortunate circumstances, but that had to have been one of the best venues I have ever been in.
That's...
And had you known it, I would have asked what would be the second best venue or what would be comparable to it in the state of New Hampshire. I don't know if you've ever eaten in Belize up in North Conway. That kind
no,
of lot.
I have.
Oh,
I have.
Yeah.
I have been there.
Yeah, that kind of, you know, is not what,
right.
what it used to be. It used to
my
be
my experience there was I kind of neutral because I was having an upset stomach that day. So
oh,
nothing
boy.
Looked good to me. And then I sat up at the bar, and instead of like chips and pretzels, you have olives, which I hate.
No.
So I could tell it was a really good restaurant, but I wasn't feeling well that day. So, but I have been in there, and they actually moved from the main stretch
yes,
to around the corner near
back
past like the Purple
to be.
Penguin.
Yep.
And,
yep.
Right.
They used to be there originally, or in that locale. And I took my wife there years ago when I used to do business in North Conway. Then you got to, I don't know, maybe you were sick because you did what I did. You took your kids up to Storyland. Is that how that was? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, no, it was a romantic date, which didn't turn out to be too romantic, thanks to me.
My bad.
Was
one of his blind dates.
Yes.
Those olives can reach out. No, just getting back to Vercelli's, it was just really a knockdown, drag-out, wicked good Italian restaurant. I don't know if there's anybody else listening, but that was... by far, one of the best venues. It was quiet. It was small. It was quaint. The maitre d', or I should say nothing, the hostess was a beautiful lady whose husband had been the owner of the restaurant.
Right.
A very fabulous woman, just the way she presented herself. And the husband could cook like there was no tomorrow. A couple of his people branched off and started Angelina's, which I'm sure you're familiar with. It's down next to, Cheers in Concord.
Oh, I know where Angelina's is, yeah?
Yes. Yeah. Well, Angelina's was a
I haven't been there, but...
It's mm-hmm. a good little Italian restaurant, but Vercelli's was just... Pavarotti would be on the speaker. We have four children, and believe me, we love kids, but this was back... Four kids, and when you went in there, not to sound snotty, because, again, we have four kids, and we have them in tow everywhere we go. We have had over the last 20-some-odd years, but there were never kids with people. It was always just adults. As I said, Pavarotti was going on the cracking on the speaker. The wait staff was trained to the utmost professionalism. It was just in the food. They had veal, and I know people raise a big stink about veal today. They had the best dish ever called veal in volcini di vitello. It was just unbelievable. It was stuffed with spinach. No black olives, I'm sorry to say. But it was just fabulous. And I was just trying to figure out what would be something in your humble opinion, that would have been comparable. But
well, the way that you're, explaining that, there are two that come to mind. But like I said, I'm not from Concord. I'm from Manchester. There's two of them. There's one. It's a very small place, and he's from Italy. He cooks all of the food.
Is it the Colosseum?
No, not the Colosseum. And I've been to the Colosseum.
Which is good.
This one's better, though.
Okay.
It's a little place right on South Elm Street. When you see it, you'll be like, where did she send me? It's a real small place. You usually have to make reservations, especially if you go on the weekends. It's bring your own wine or beer. They don't serve any alcohol. But the owner, he's the one that does all the cooking. And it takes a little while, but it's called Manja.
Manja.
That's exactly the one I was going to tell you.
Yes. And then there is another one. This one is not fancy at all. Manja. M-A-N-G-I-A. Yes. And then there's another one. It is by the Mall in New Hampshire, right at the end of South Willow Street, almost at the airport, Triangle Mall.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Johnny Troy's. They have
I've had coupons for that.
Delicious.
Very fish.
Yes. Daryl and I actually went a couple weeks ago, and their chicken marsala is to die for. Daryl had the veal, and he's always really funny about getting veal because, sometimes you get it's frozen and it's, not good.
They have veal there, too?
The best veal ever, yes.
God bless them.
So you got to go check it out. His name is
Joe. I will. And, thank you for all that information. And you were talking about Donald Trump and the bologna sandwich, right?
Yes.
Did I
Mike
hear that?
Was.
Yes, that
Can
is correct.
Can we get one for Hillary with a little hot mustard on it?
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Joe. Have a good day.
All right. Well, he got a lot of content in, didn't he?
Yikes.
We put him on the payroll.
Taking Dad's segment away.
You okay with that?
No,
that
was good. No, I was just waiting. It's not there anymore. I want to go try it.
Oh, I know it's not there anymore.
Do you guys like the North End in Boston?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's the world's most inconvenient place to get to.
That's the place.
If you know where to park,
Park at Faneuil Hall and walk over.
Yeah, there you
walk
go.
Walk across.
Exactly.
Park
because
and
with
garage.
The new Rose Kennedy Greenway, you're not dodging cars.
No, exactly.
It's the best place. But even over there, you don't know which one. But
no,
they're always good.
They're always good. And then they've got the place just to get cannolis. You
go to Piccola Venezia.
Oh,
delicious.
Yeah?
Very good.
And there's Giacomo's, I've been.
Giacomo's
very good, but you can't get in.
Yeah. Piccola Venezia is usually a little easier to get in, but it's good. I think we need to take a break.
Yeah, I think you're right.
We need to go on break. Mm-hmm. And when we come back, we're going to let Dad talk. My goodness.
Are you going to teach us how to toast bread today?
No, something about how to make a flank steak.
Oh, I'm all ears, George.
Stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. It is Wednesday. We are at the Beacon Building, as we always are, in our beautiful studio with the green room. The green room was packed this morning, too. I had some visitors.
It was nice. That's what it's there for.
I know. Had visitors. And yes, well, with my Lavelle business, Thrive came out with a brand new product. And it was only available to certain upliners, although I'll be getting mine in a couple of days. But we didn't want to wait, so we're wearing our black label. It's a whole new technology.
Well, the color works with your top today.
Doesn't it? Well, it's blue, actually.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's blue.
Does that look blue to you, George?
Nope.
You guys are just colorblind. Most men are.
Looks like a dark gray, really. Dark.
Well, no, my shirt
is
the same.
No. That's blue?
Yes.
Yeah,
see what I mean?
Catch a little bit of it.
Yeah. So what are we going to learn to cook today, big fella?
Well, as you say, I always like to get into the science of things, and a lot of people don't. Just say they say, "Let me eat it."
You and Alton Brown.
I don't know if they're interested in it, but I am. I like that. But making flank steak more tender, as you know, it's possible to make really tough cuts, like flank steak, more tender, and you can. It all depends on the cooking. This, rather than with the grain, and it's cutting across the grain instead of going with the grain.
Yes.
That's the biggest thing on flank steaks or any tough case. But what I liked is the experiment that was conducted here is we cooked a whole flank steak in a temperature-controlled water bath at 130. That's what they do on Food Network. It's cooked in the water.
Now, in the water, is it in a vessel that sits in the...
No, it's in a plastic bag.
That's sous vide.
Yeah, like sous vide.
Matthew Provencher over at the factory is doing stuff like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And cut equally thick slices both with and against the grain. That's the way to do a test. And use an ultra-sensitive piece of equipment called a CT3 texture analyzer. I know it has such a thing. Imagine that.
A texture analyzer.
Wow.
It came from Brookfield Engineering. And to test how much force, it tests on how much force the bite inducts into the meat. And we repeated the experiment 3 times and averaged the results. And we also duplicated the test with more tender pieces. And here's the results. When they took a flank steak, when they, against the grain, cross-cut, it exerted 383 grams of bite into it. And with the grain, it was 1,729.
5 times the other one.
So you can see how important.
Wow.
And that's what this science of this article means.
Wow.
And then they took a strip sirloin against the grain, 329, that's cutting across it, and with the grain, it was 590. So that makes it one tough sirloin. So that's all. And the explanation is the flank steak contains wide muscle fibers and a relatively high proportion of connective tissues that make it chewy. Slicing it against the grain shortens those muscular fibers, making it easier
there you
to
go.
Chew.
Kind of like London broil.
And
right?
That is the reason that now flank steak's expensive.
It is.
You see it $8-$9 a pound.
I always thought it wasn't expensive.
Me too. I always thought it was a cut. But I've done it. I did it in Florida when I was cooking there a lot. And it is nice. You cook it just that right.
How do you marinate it, George? What do you do to make it?
I didn't do much marination. You know,
really?
You don't have to. Salt and pepper and garlic and onion.
Well, you know, Healthy Solution spice blends would be perfect.
Right. That's what it is.
And then sear it like you do, Mike. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I just did the other night. What kind of steak was it? Oh, I took a tough cut. You know.
Didn't you do a top sirloin?
Yeah, right. A strip. I took a strip. And usually it's always tenderloin in my house. I took a strip sirloin and I marinated it for about 3 hours in a Vidalia onion dressing.
Yes.
I am telling you. But it's not just that. I took a needler to it. Mm-hmm. It's a hand needler. It puts in, exerts, I don't know, must put 300 holes in it. Very tiny. And you just keep going, pushing, and get the angle the other way and flip it on the backside, do the same thing, marinate it, put it in it. I am telling you, that strip sirloin was like butter.
Yeah?
It was so good. Even Diane said, yeah, it's tender. And it had the flavor.
Yeah.
So,
yum.
It's all these things, you know, slicing against the cut. And it's very important, again, when you're cooking a burger, that it has to rest. You know, people don't think it has to. It has to be.
After you've taken it off the grill or the...
Take it off the grill. Yeah. It has to be rested, and it has to be rested not on a plate. It has to be, so it drips away some of that fat.
Oh.
Very important.
You don't want it in the fat? Well, just to keep that juice?
Nope. Just up a little bit. That's very important. Particularly important to burgers. Cooking causes the proteins to contract and expel some of the liquid. That's what you want. But, no, that's it on making flank steak more tender.
Let me try that sometime. I've never bought or made flank steak
really?
On the grill. Never have.
I did once. I didn't finish it. It was very good.
Yeah.
It was tender.
Did you get it just at the grocery store, or did you go through your suppliers?
You just go right at the grocery store.
Yeah, grocery store. They always have it.
Yeah.
And it was excellent. I really got to do this again.
And, you know, when I used to get it, you know, I've had it a few times. I've cut it always with the grain.
Oh, and now you know.
I never knew that.
It's five
really
times as chewy that way.
That.
Five times chewier.
Mm-hmm.
And flank steak does tend to be chewy.
It wants to be.
It does. It wants to be.
Explained why.
Yeah. Good takeaway today, George. Thanks.
Yeah, good. Those are good tips.
Good.
People like to hear that. All right, you're listening to Food for Thought. Well, no, actually, you're done listening to Food for Thought. Kale and Company is up next, and we'll see everybody tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bye.